Hey guys, how's it going? Welcome back to the Beside the Point podcast. How are you guys doing?
Self-isolating as always, but there's only 5 days left. Well, as of today,
fucking
Friday.
Countdown going, eh? Hey.
5 days left and then I get to go to the barber's, get a proper fucking haircut. God.
Oh, shit, that reminds me. Hold on. Let me just do a bit wave in here. Alex, how you doing while I'm getting something ready?
Good. Yeah, living life. It's about as much as I can say, really. I'm not dead yet, so I'll take that as a win.
You will? Damn. In our group chat, Keelan, I've sent you something.
You're not dead.
Oh boy, that's right. I've gone kind of gray.
For the listeners.
I was so confused. I was like, why the fuck did you just send it to Keelan? That's very weird.
You were the one that told me to go wait till the podcast. So I was like, oh yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, but I assumed you put it in the group chat. I didn't realize that's what you're on about because I had no clue. All I knew is you went, oh, one sec, I have to do something.
It's only because Keelan mentioned the barbers that I was like, oh yeah, I've done my hair.
Yeah, I think for the audience, you need to explain those. What?
So about a month and a half ago, Alex got his hair done in a different color, which inspired me as a brother to go out and do the same thing while I still have my hair. Because realistically, I think I'm going to lose my hair in my 30s. So I've grown it out long. I've now bleached and dyed it. I don't know what else I can do with it while I still have it. But if you've got, you know, a suggestion, let me know. We might be able to do something about it. So yeah, shit. It's happened. It's happened, man. I did it. I gone and did it.
I like that it's, we might be able to do something. Not like, yeah, I could try it. Not, it's just, maybe that's possible. I don't know.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, I'd be open to a suggestion. However, if it's something that I wouldn't like if somebody was like, oh, what's it called? I've forgotten the name of it. You know, like braids, but it's not braids, it's permanent.
No clue.
Dreads?
Okay. Yes, dreads, that's the word. I wouldn't do that. Like, one, I'm pretty sure that's culturally inappropriate. Well, maybe not. Yeah. But it also just looks stupid.
Why would it be
culture? Are you stealing from? Yeah.
Are dreads not, like, culture appropriation?
No.
Are they? I don't think so.
No.
I mean, right,
that's
okay.
That's like saying mohawks bloody...
Hitler's mustache, right? Nobody's gonna do it. Okay.
There's loads of people with Hitler's mustache.
Okay, but there is a stark difference, okay? Nobody wants that mustache because one of the only two memorable people to have had that mustache committed mass genocide. It's not because they're like, it's a German style. I don't want to steal
their...
Well,
the other one was a pedophile. The other one was a pedophile.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Charlie Chaplin, Ryan, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I forgot he had that. I also forgot that he was a pedophile.
Well, he married a third. I'm not confident in that number, but he married
a kid. It's something like that. Yeah, it's a very young... It was a young girl.
He married a kid.
Just way too young.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because you'd think, like, oh, Epstein's Island, but that shit's been going on for years. Like, Hollywood's fucked, man.
Yeah, well, see,
I'm scared of Hollywood.
I thought you were being like, why didn't he go to Epstein's Island? Like, come on, rookie error, doing that outside. And it's like, that's kind of fucked up, Keelan. Like,
oh, God. No, I was gonna say if you go to our Campfire Stories podcast, we already know how fucked it is from Keelan's good take on Wonderland. No, that's not
Wizard
it.
Wizard of Oz. Yeah.
Wizard of Oz. Yeah. Like it's just a shit show.
Scary. Hollywood is scary. Like when you hear stories like that, it's like fuck, man.
I wouldn't say it's scary. I just think it's fucked up. Like. Tremendous.
Yeah, but if you think about it, all the women that like get abused and all the kids, it's scary for them. And they're like, well, I'm here to do a job. And then next minute they're getting molested, groped, raped by
fucking dirty old
bastards.
I can agree with that sentiment, but I am neither a woman nor a child, so I wouldn't be that friend.
I mean, Brendan Fraser got groped. By a Hollywood executive, he came out about it, and then he never got casted in Hollywood again.
Oh, is that why he didn't get cast? I thought it was just because he got big.
No, he got big because of that, because he went into a depression.
Okay, there's a lot of different contributing factors to him leaving Hollywood. One of them is, what's it called? Return of the Mummy. Those movies.
Yeah, yeah.
He did all of his own stunts for them, and it fucked his body up. Like, royally fucked his body up. He had, like, a plethora of injuries. Kind of like, have either of you guys seen Jackie Chan listing off all the bones and stuff he's broken? And like all
and there's a big, massive dent in his head. Yeah.
Same thing, just Brendan Fraser instead of Jackie Chan. And so yeah, he has to do like a shit ton of therapy in order to fix his billion injuries, and even then it was temporary fixes. It was never gonna, it's like nothing that's gonna actually fix him, because he's just that kind of fucked. And then he was also on a shit ton of drugs to help with the pain and depression and etc., all that kind of stuff. And then all that kind of combined with the whole like executive whatever groping him, led to like he pieced the fuck out, and then he also gained a ton of weight because depression and stuff.
Damn,
it must fuck with your health if you're like mixing like tablets, like sleeping tablets, antidepressants. Painkillers.
Yeah.
Like, how does that shit, like, that shit's just fucking with your emotions, like, you know?
Yeah, I can't imagine he felt great.
But a guy who does all the stunts, Tom Cruise, I'm surprised he's still going and he looks fucking great for his age.
Yeah, I suppose it's just different styles. No, even then that wouldn't work. It's just... crazy.
I think it's because he's not actually had too many serious injuries.
Yeah.
I think he's gotten very lucky in the fact that he's only had a few, like, proper injuries. Like, the broken ankle and stuff like that.
Yeah. But even then, when he had that broken ankle, he was still working. Like, it's not like he stopped.
True. He's insane. He's a fucking narco.
How old is he now? He's about, like, 50-something. Like,
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, he's in his 50s now. I think he's going to be one of those, like, he just doesn't quit.
Yeah, he's going to be like Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
That motherfucker is still acting to working, as well.
Just a workaholic.
Yeah. I think that's sad. Because I think, like, Clint Eastwood now is depressing. Seeing him pop up in movies, I'm not like, oh shit, it's Clint Eastwood. I'm like, oh, he's still doing this? Like, really?
Yeah.
But I wonder when a actor knows it's their time to be done. Cause
they know. The guy
from Spaceballs.
They don't know.
Fuck, what's his name, Alex? You'll know. The guy from Spaceballs, glasses.
Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis, when his wife died, he quit acting to look after his kids, and he was in his prime, you know? So, even then...
Rick Moranis is a fucking legend. He is so...
I recognize the name, but I can't remember what I recognize about.
Oh, he was in, like, every 90s kids.
Honey, I Blew Up the Kids. He's also...
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. He was in Little Shop of Heart. Pretty much anything.
Everything in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How did he have a career? He's not even a good-looking guy. Like, normally for actors.
He's an actor. He's an actor. He's not a fucking model.
Yeah, I know, but, like, most actors, you know, are pretty good-looking.
Not really. I would disagree with that sentiment.
Really?
Yeah.
So only good-looking actors get jobs? Is your take?
Only good-looking actors get, like, A-list movie jobs, and all those titles that he's in, that I'm seeing right now, are all fucking brilliant titles. I have nothing but respect for them.
Yeah, but you're not going to cast Tom Cruise in Ghostbusters when, or anything like that. Would you? Over, like, Dan Aykroyd or fucking Billy Murray?
Back then. Yeah, no, I probably would. Well, no, actually, it's a different... I'd say it's actually a different style of movies altogether. Because maybe I'm just interpreting it in this, but, like, modern movies that do really well in the box office right now are normally, like, action-themed.
Yeah, that's a fair assessment.
Whereas back in the 80s, I feel like it was more comedy kind of based would do better in the box office. And I think that's just the change of times and, you know, what we can actually do with movies now. But, yeah.
I do think there's still a lot of comedy movies coming out.
Yeah, but I don't think they're box office breakers. Like, what was the last big comedy movie that was like a box office breaker?
I don't know if there's... I can't think of any comedy that's been a box office breaker.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, but that's you going back like 30 years
ago.
Yeah,
that's just to make my point. It's like that's like 80s style. I actually think it might be 70s, that one, just off the top of my head.
I'm trying to think of fucking comedy movies now. Fuck you.
Hold on. I'll do the easy thing. Comedy movies from the 10s.
I mean, I can think of loads, but I wouldn't consider them box office breakers.
21 like... Jump Street.
Lover. Yeah, fair. Yeah, 21 Jump Street, yeah.
Game Night. I remember a lot of promotion for that, but I never went to see it. This is the end. Okay, my point was wrong. I am sorry.
This is the end.
I've released an official apology.
Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead, The World's End. They're all technically comedies.
Yeah.
Click.
Yeah. I really don't think Click did that well.
I liked it.
Oh, I actually liked it. That's a good point. Pretty much anything Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Grown Up. Grown Ups 1, 2, Happy Gilmore.
Belly Grown Ups was a good movie.
Grown Ups 2, Lessa.
Blended.
Did you just say splendid?
No, blended.
Blended.
Oh. My apologies.
fair. Speaking of things beginning with a B, Bad Batch. Seamless transition, guys. Bad Batch.
I haven't watched it.
Oh.
But it's okay. I'm open to spoilers.
I know you've seen the first episode. Did you watch the second one?
I did not watch the second one. No.
Neither. So that's perfect.
I'm open to spoilers.
It's fucking good.
Dope. First it's episode. Fucking dope.
I think the first episode is pretty long. I heard
it's an hour. It's an hour nice. To bit, I think maybe.
Nice.
Sick as fuck. Loved it.
So after Clone Wars or after Rebels? Like what?
It's kind of through the. It starts just before the end of. The Clone Wars.
Like, it starts just before Order 66.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you get to see that happen.
Nice.
Partially. You get to see partially it happening. It's dope, though. It is lit. From the Bad Batch themselves to the like story so far, dope.
Agreed. I think they've nailed it. I think this is the kind of style that Star Wars needed to go for a bit.
Honestly, I will say Star Wars, you really fucked up the movies, but nailing the animated series.
And
really
the TV fucking show.
Well, nailing the TV shows. Nailing the TV shows, I would say.
Yeah.
Which is crazy how a TV show is better than the movies now. Like, what the fuck?
Well, May the 4th has just passed.
Yep.
And so has the 6th of May.
Yeah. Oh. I will say the one thing about it that annoys me is, well, it both annoys and also I think is ace, is they've released two episodes consecutively. So they did one episode yesterday and an episode today.
Uh-huh.
But they've never done that.
I think that's really cool, but also I'm like, well, fuck you. Why couldn't you have done that with all the shows I was like super into?
No, I think it was because it came out on May the 4th, and the episodes naturally will come out on a Friday.
Oh. Okay, so that makes sense.
That's why episode 2 is out today. I mean, I haven't seen it yet, so I'm kind of excited to watch it.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
The intro for them. Intro for the group alone, dope.
It is, yeah. I'll give it to you.
They come in and just fuck shit up. It's actually sick. It's pretty cool.
There's quite a bit of foreshadowing, I thought, in the first episode.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Yeah. It was constantly like, oh, and then right at the end, they're like, ah, he did it.
Yeah. How did you find that? I thought that was just sad. Like, it made it worse for me.
What, like, the episode worse? Or...
Well, I don't think it was a bad episode. I just think that, like, the actual what happened was just like, oh, well,
right. Oh, yeah, agreed. But I'll be honest, I didn't really like him from the start.
He's a bit of an asshole.
Yeah, I was like, he's a dickhead. I don't really like him. He sounds like a prick.
He sounds like the cocky fucker in every team you get.
Yeah. He's the Keelan of the group.
Ouch. Ouch.
He's not even. He's an actual asshole. What's his name again?
Snipes.
No, it's not even close. The marksman of the group, anyways. He's an asshole.
Yeah, it doesn't do good things.
Did you predict the 6th defective clone?
Yeah.
I literally, the very first time I saw it, I was like, that's a clone.
Yeah, you knew from like the moment she stood out and everything. Like, there was just something about it. I am curious how they'll lead her story in to the universe, because that she's got quite a bit of potential, I think.
She's actually also a Skywalker.
Yeah, that's how they're going to end it. Luke picked her up also, and then she was killed by her older brother, Ben. Yeah. Oh, fucking hell.
I saw a thing about that movie today, and it irritated me even more. I think it's Force Awakens, the one where they kill off Han. And yeah. It just annoyed me even more, because they talk about how, like, he's torn between his family and the dark side. But he chooses the dark side and murders his dad. And then it got me pissed off, because I was like, okay, but then two movies later, he chooses some random bitch he barely knows over the dark side.
I mean, that's how it be, though, eh? Thoughts before it's the so darkness.
Annoying. That's so annoying, though.
So you know the way people hated the prequels, and then the Clone Wars happened, and then everyone really likes... Do you think the same thing will happen with the sequels?
It better fucking not. They're a shit.
Like, they'll do, like, an animated show with the sequels, and then everyone's gonna be like, oh my god, the sequels are so good.
No, I think they'll probably do, like, a series of shorts or something. Never gonna recover.
If that actually happens, I will genuinely be annoyed.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean... The end of Mandalorian 2 has basically set up that Luke is starting his you know,
this group of younglings.
Yeah, so you're gonna see a backstory of that, and you're probably gonna see Kylo Ren there, or Ben Solo, really. I should say.
I don't like how they get different names sometimes. Like, maybe it's just because they're not memorable as the other name. Like, I don't remember Kylo Ren as Ben Skywalker, because motherfucker was just a murderer the whole time for me.
Because he's Ben Solo, Narayan. Although, technically, he is also a Skywalker.
Yo. Fuck's sake, man. What is this movie franchise?
That technically makes his thing with Rey incestuous.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They're the cinematic equivalent to being like the whole, like, what are you doing, step bro?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I'm grim. What the fuck?
Yeah, agreed, man. Agreed.
Fucking hell.
But I don't know how to take it away from here. I don't. It's just, this has turned.
We go back to the stuff. The bad motherfucking batch.
Anyways, so another subject. What, Keelan, were you away to say something there?
Yeah, I have a few topics, but I have three topics, but I want to talk about this one. Bill Gates and Melinda are getting a divorce. They're gone skis.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah, wasn't he in a thruple?
I have no idea.
So that's what I was reading today, was that he was in a thruple. And just so the viewers completely understand this, because I didn't know what a thruple was. Like, I've heard of thruples, and I just didn't get it. A thruple is a relationship between three people who have unanimously agreed to be in a romantic, loving relationship together with consent of all people involved. So, what all that means to me is that Bill Gates was...
He was a player.
Yeah, Bill Gates was a player. I'm looking up Bill Gates thruple just to double check.
That's the first time I've heard that, but fuck. GG to my man Bill.
Where the fuck did I read it? I think it was on one of those Snapchat stupid stories.
Probably BuzzFeed or The Sun.
I think it was the Daily Mail.
Oh, God, that explains it.
I think that's what it was.
What's wrong with the Daily Mail?
It's just shite.
What's wrong with the news in general?
I enjoy reading the Daily Mail's little clip things just because I think, how the fuck is this a paid job?
Nah, I don't, because then I'm giving them a view and I'm like, I just can't even justify myself to give them that fucking click. I'm like, fuck that. I have morals.
Fair.
Do you though? Do you really?
Nah, I really don't.
I don't think I do. Not very good ones, anyways.
I know I don't.
Anyways. I honestly don't know what I even want to talk about, guys. I have no energy right now. Let's boost it up. Ooh.
I had a genius brainchild earlier today.
Oh, boy.
Sit down if you're not, because you ain't ready. Trademark. I'm saying it's trademarked here and fucking now. So it's pretty much the polar opposite of what Mr. Beast does, right? So Mr. Beast gives away a lot of money and helps everyone else out. Mm-hmm. I would be receiving money in order to ruin my own life.
I could do that.
So, pretty much, like, only use me Blade. I don't know if you guys know who he is. No, he's a streamer. People donate to him, and he drinks, and he has an alcoholic problem, and he has, like, a massive hole in his leg, and he's diabetes, his teeth is rotting, there's a massive hole in his fucking toe.
This is so grim.
Kind of like that, except instead... they would tip me certain amounts to do, like, to just fuck up my life in different ways.
Would you want me to date this person? $1,000. Want me to break up with this person? $2,000.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much, like, yeah. Shit like that. Or be like, crash a car, $10,000.
10 grand,
get a girl
that's all you
pregnant.
I mean, on the car, it would depend very much so on the car, Narayan, but yeah, 10 grand, fuck it. I assume if I've got a car, it's not a good car, so I assume 10 grand would cover. But yeah, I had that idea, and I was like, I'm a genius, why has this not been done before?
I just don't think people would be interested in making your life like that. Well,
oh, Naz, believe me, there are people out there who get a kick out of this shit.
Me.
Fair. I've seen it happen to a lot of people.
It's me. I'm the people.
Alex is the people.
Yes. I'm a man of the people. Yeah, I had that idea, and I was, you could Twitch, you could Patreon, you could YouTube. You got all the coins. You could OnlyFans. For, I don't know, not safe for work.
Yeah, if you want to do something, you know, naked, I guess.
Oh my god, 20 grand, you give yourself AIDS. Done.
20 grand, put the tip of your penis in a blender.
Oh lord, this is a wild night, guys.
I don't care how much you give me, I'm not putting my dick in a blender.
I didn't say your dick, I said the tip of your penis, the helmet.
That would still be your dick, Keelan.
Yeah, but not the whole thing, just the tip.
Oh, that is
still putting your dick in a blender.
Oh no, I know it is, but you're not gonna lose the whole thing, you know, you're just gonna lose that little, you know.
I'm still not down.
Neither am I. I'm just saying. It would hurt.
No shit.
It would hurt just a. Yeah, never mind. Yeah, it would hurt.
I don't think there's any recovering from that. I was watching Grey's Anatomy, and episode 2 is this rapist has his penis bit off by a girl. And in the show...
fair play to that woman.
Oh, yeah, agreed. Absolutely agreed. I've forgotten what I was going to say. Shit.
Does that show any good? Because a lot of people talk about it, and I'm like,
No. No, it's not. I'm not enjoying it, like... I think it's because I've read too much, like, stupid medical mangas and all that.
Uh-huh.
But I just find it's basically, like, an EastEnders in a hospital. Like, and I'm like, fuck off, I don't need this. She's sleeping with him, this has happened there. I don't need it. I don't need it. I just want to watch, like, the cool medical bit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, are you saying it's not medical enough for you?
No, I want to watch live. Honestly, I just want to watch live operations, I think, at the end of it.
Fuck.
If you're saying, because you read a bunch of manga and stuff about medicine, a show about doctors isn't medical enough, I don't think you're qualified. Like,
I just enjoy, like, the medical side. And it was just... Not very much.
That's almost fair. Just for a split second, I genuinely thought you were being like, it's the medical side of it's not realistic enough.
It's not professional enough for me. I work in a hospital, and it just ain't like that, girl.
No, it isn't even like that. Yeah, that's pretty much what I thought you were doing, but because you read manga, and I was like, I don't think that's good.
I've been reading the manga stuff, and it's gotten me really interested in, like, the operations and everything.
That's fair.
There's nothing more into operations. Like, I thought, you know, there'd be some reasonable, like, okay, we need to get them prepped, blah, 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 or whatever. There's just not. Like, the closest thing is that in episode 1, one of the interns gets the opportunity to help in an operation, and the doctor that chose him only chose him because he wanted to fuck up the intern to fuck up so bad that the intern just quit. And I was like, that's such a harsh kind of, like, hazing process, just so the other interns were like, okay, yeah, we can't fuck around here, this is serious. I feel like there's other ways you can do it other than in the surgery room.
I agree overall, but I also agree with that dude's method. I respect that.
You're there like, fuck it, throw them in the deep end.
Yeah, I think if you can't fucking do it, get out. You shouldn't be there. Like, how many years of medical school?
I think it depends. I think you've got to do 3 years at uni, and then you do... I was just talking about this with somebody. You do 4 years as, like, a trainee intern thing. This is in the UK, so I don't know about America. And then you have to... Then you get to choose one to specialize in. I don't know.
You're a trainee, then you become a resident. This is going off of Scrubs, by the way, so I don't take this at face value. But on that, I think they start off as, like, interns, then they go to... Oh, my God. Residents, and then they can do... they can get, like, an actual from there. Oh, what is it? They go one of them gets chief of staff, there's residents, then they get, like, actual jobs.
Yeah.
Once they're residents, they're pretty much doctors. They get given their own interns at that point, but they're technically not actually, like, they've not got, like, a set, like, full-time.
At the end of it, in the UK, you've got to do something like 16 years of full education. The thing with doctors is you've always got to be learning, like, the next thing, because there's always new stuff coming. Like, with every industry, that happens, I think.
That subject is actually touched upon in Scrubs. Yeah, it is. What's his face? Oh, my God. Dick Van Dyke. He plays a doctor that everyone loves. He gets JD to do some, like, outdated procedure, and the patient dies because, you know, outdated procedure, they got rid of it for a reason. It's a shit procedure. I can't remember what the actual procedures they're doing, but he has to cut his leg, and the reason they got rid of it is because there were occasions where they would cut the artery and, you know, you'd bleed out. And that's what happens. And so JD brings it up with Kelso, who is the chief of staff. Like, he runs the hospital, essentially. And so Kelso has to fire Dick Van Dyke's character, which everyone is pissed about because everyone loves him.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, pretty much he has a conversation, Kelso, he has a conversation with Dick Van Dyke saying, like, oh, can you do this procedure? Can you do that? And Dick Van Dyke's character is like, oh, well, I just do it in this way. You know, us old guys, we're set in our ways. And Kelso's like, well, we got rid of those for a reason. Like, if you can't keep up, it's time to move on. There's a lot of moments in that show. For a comedy show, there's a lot of moments in that show where it gets, like, depressing and serious. Dr. Cox's brother-in-law dies, and, like, the entire episode, he's talking to the brother, and then, like, right at the end, it's revealed that the brother was dead the entire time, and Cox wasn't talking to anyone.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they got a lot of stuff they got stuff like that all the time. It's really cool. I like that it's a comedy show, but there's also, yeah, they've got a lot of aspects like that. It's not just like, joke. There is, like, serious shit that goes on.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, throughout, like, they've got dumb shit happening. Like, the janitor hates JD, the main character.
Oh.
So on his very first day at the hospital, when he gets to the hospital, the janitor is trying to fix the automatic doors. And he says, maybe there's a penny in there. And the janitor's like, why would you say that? Did you put a penny in here? And he's like, no, I don't know. It's what I thought it might be. And then the janitor finds a penny in there. So he's like, we are lifelong enemies now. Yeah. And so, like, there's just episodes where he spends his entire life trying to fuck with JD.
Fair, fair. Keelan, you had something you wanted to bring up. Did you bring that up? Did we talk about that?
No.
Oh.
But, oh, sorry, my bad. Continue.
I know I've just asked you if you wanted the subject, but we talked about Mr. Beast earlier. There's a bit of controversy right now going around about him. Don't know if you guys have heard.
No.
There was an article written about him. Can't remember which paper it was. It was like Business Insider or New York Daily or something like that. And it was basically one of his old members of staff saying that he fosters a toxic work environment and that he has...
Mr. Beast or David Dobrik?
Mr. Beast.
Okay.
And that he demands perfection, that he's always... The guy that came out and said it was an editor for like a year and a bit, and he said that at one point he was editing a video and Mr. Beast came in and he called him a retard.
Damn.
And the
something else like this come out ages ago?
I don't know. But it was like this full blown article about it. And I only know about it because of the Phil show. What's that called?
Dr. Phil?
Phil DeFranco.
Yeah.
Dr. Phil's there with the YouTube goss, like, oh, Mr. Beast.
Sure? I think he does have a YouTube.
Yeah, he does.
Damn. So, yeah, I was just like, well, that's wild. Do you think Mr. Beast is that kind of guy? That kind of guy? It's just like
considering like a lot of his videos are, you know, they are perfect,
yeah,
in a sense. So I would assume that that's what he settles for. So, but you know, you shouldn't be going around insulting someone just because they can't do what you want them to do. You know, like. But to be fair, if you're hiring and if you're paying an editor to do their job and they're not doing their job, then what the fuck, like. You know?
Yeah, but regardless of like,
yeah, that I agree. Thing,
there's a way to treat your employer.
Yeah, yeah. Employees. I agree.
And that ain't it.
Yeah, I agree.
No, Ryan.
Yeah, you think I'm like that?
Yeah.
Without
a doubt, that's exactly how you are.
Wow.
Am I wrong?
Not really.
Exactly.
I would be a shitty employer like that.
I don't think I would be. I've dealt with shitty employers, and it just they annoyed me.
I've worked with shitty managers.
Yeah. And
shitty other co-workers. And it's like, nah, fam. Like, if I was running this place, that shit wouldn't be going on.
See... I can't. I don't know. It just depends. If it's an independent business, no. Absolutely not. Heck, even if it's a normal business, no. But, like...
Well, what is an independent? Like, what, like
you
what
own the matter? Company.
Like, yeah. Yeah, well, like, what does it matter? No, no, I know what it is. I mean,
well, I think like, there's a lot of...
So, like, the difference would be if he had his own company or if he was a manager at Tesco.
Yeah, but I can't talk like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but what is?
But let's say
let's
that there's
say
a
company. To...
What do you mean that's actual? You're not a manager at Tesco's. You don't have your own company.
No, but it's talking about Tesco's, and I work there, so I feel like if I said anything too wrong here, it's fine. So let's say there's a company. Okay,
it's right? A hypothetical. You're not going to get sacked, Ryan.
I don't care. I'm being careful. They've been. Yeah, I'm being careful.
Okay. Okay.
So there's a hypothetical company. There's a hypothetical company that you work for, and let's say you're the manager there of that little small one. I know a great actual real life example of this. So in Carphone Warehouse, they are paid on commission, right?
Someone's not getting a job at Carphone Warehouse.
I mean, I don't want a job there with the whole thing that's going on.
They're gonna go bust.
They were bought over, and then they're still currently losing money. It's not great for them.
Well, in Ireland, they don't exist anymore. Well, in Donegal, anyway, they've just completely every store in Donegal is shut down, as far as what I know. Far as what I know.
Classic.
So basically, the way they did it was that you're paid on commission. And then managers were also paid on, like, overall store commission. So, like, if the store went over their target, they'd get a boost. But there was rumors that the area managers and the managers would end up going to big meetings, and there would be a prize put in for whatever it is, a car, whatever. And whoever won would get that there, but whoever lost was fired. And that's just, like, the stress from that I could see turning, like, a nice person into a shitty person.
Yes and no. I think if you let that get to you, you're not a nice person. Like, by default, you are not a nice person for giving into that kind of mob mentality. But I could understand why they would give in.
Yeah. It's what it is at the end of the day. But I also think you just get managers that are shitty people because, you know, they're shitty. And I also know, when you're having a bad day, it inevitably ends up also coming into work. Even though, you know, you're in work.
Oh, I fucking hate... One of my old managers used to be like that, and I fucking hate it. Come in, throw a fucking wobbler because she had a bad day or she had a rough night drinking or whatever. Throw a wobbler. If anyone so much had looked in the wrong direction, she'd be like, fuck you doing? It's like, here, get fucked. Go drown yourself, you little rodent.
Yeah, the hotel I used to work at, I hated working in the mornings during the weekdays because the manager's wife would be working in the kitchen, and Jesus Christ, anything you did just wasn't good enough. Like anything that you did, nah, fam. Like, she would, like, because she's the manager's wife, right? The owner's son, she feels like she has the right to say whatever she wants, and maybe she does, but, you know, no. I don't give a shit, right? I don't give a shit. I'm doing my job. Fuck off.
Yeah, I respect that.
And then, I don't even want to get into this fucking age.
Yeah, see, I'm just not chosen a great topic to talk about, I guess. But
it's weird because it does.
For hours about shit managers. Specifically one of them. And Narayan, you know exactly who I'm talking about as well.
I do, yeah.
Fucking hater with a burning passion.
Yeah. However, I will say
that to save her, I would still let her die.
Actually, when I think on it, I kind of agree with the independent thing, because the hotel that I worked at was an independent, and the owner's son was the manager. And it's not like if I had an issue with the manager or the manager's wife who also works there, I couldn't go to the owners and be like, yo, what the fuck, like, because they're obviously going to take their family side.
I do think that's one really bad thing about independent things, is if you have an issue with, like, management, usually they're related to the owner, and you're just kind of fucked. You just got to suck it up and be like, well, I guess this is my life now.
Yeah. That's it. It's not great.
No, it's definitely
On to brighter subjects. Apex Legends. If you play it, the new season is out, and it's released a new map and a new playable your character.
Legend.
A new legend, pardon.
Yeah, I had a 27 gig update, and then the next day I had another 10 gig update. I was like, whoa, the fuck?
Yeah, I was updating all day yesterday. Was it yesterday, day before yesterday, whatever?
No, it was yesterday.
Yeah, I was updating, like, all day. It took so long. And then, because it, like, the new update, everyone who has the game jumped on. So the
server queues, yeah.
Super laggy. Couldn't do a fucking thing.
I would complain, but the game is free, so it's like, you can, you know, if you're paying, like, 60 or 70 quid for the game, then I'd be like, well, can't even play it. But the fact
I do have one complaint. I do have one complaint. So when we started playing it seriously, I bought the Heroes Pack thing. Right? Uh-huh. And that unlocks all the heroes. So I didn't have to spend ages getting the coins or whatever to do it.
Yeah.
It doesn't unlock future heroes. So it's just the ones that were out.
Yeah, I would assume that. It would be like Siege. Like, you could buy the recent year pass for Siege, and then it'll unlock all the other Siege characters. But then, if a new Siege character came out next week, you wouldn't.
That's fucking shit. That is dog shit bad. What
yeah,
the fuck?
I agree. I really dislike that. Like, if you buy a character pack,
yeah,
it should be all characters plus future characters. But hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, I paid like 28 quid for it. I assumed I would get all future characters as well, and that's why I was like, yo, this is a dope deal. I'll take that. Yeah.
Nah. It is a bargain, though, but you don't get future.
I was able to immediately buy the new character anyways because I don't have anything to spend the money you used to buy characters on because I've got them all. I had them all.
Yeah.
So I just had like 20-odd thousand. But it was annoying that I had to... I didn't just, like, it doesn't just automatically unlock because I have that thing.
You were very salty about it.
Yeah, I mean, why the fuck have I bought a character pack if I don't get all the characters? The hint's in the name. Character pack.
I don't know. It's... So, I have a different way of playing Apex to you. Where you bought the character pack, I earned my points for it to purchase my characters, kind of like the way you can do in Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah.
And I think that makes me really value every character that I purchase, and that's why I like to stick to my characters a little bit more.
I mean, I stick to my characters. I would say there's a few that I play. I don't play them all. I'll try them all. I try them out from time, different characters from time to time, just because, you know, I think it's a waste if I don't.
You know what I really enjoy is that today was one of the first times that you've played Octane, and I loved that shit.
I know, I didn't love it. I liked it. Love is a bit strong.
Okay, fair. You really liked it.
So I hate Octane. I think if you play Octane, you're a dick. Or at least every Octane I've ever played with has been a dick. They've always, like, they run off, do their own thing. They don't help the team at all. I also think because of his abilities, he's just, like, it encourages that kind of play style, which is kind of irritating because it, you know, it's annoying from a game to push a character who's essentially like, go fuck off and do your own thing, ignore your team. Like, sucks for them. I played him twice today because it was in my daily missions. He's kind of good. I'm annoyed about it. He's actually a pretty dope character. He's got a passive heal.
That's super fucking useful.
Super OP. We were playing earlier, Narine went down, our other teammate went down. I managed to fend off the fucking team that was pushing us and revive both of them. I don't know how the fuck I did that. I just kept running until they were all dead. Like, that was my tactic. I would give myself the speed boost thing, And then I'd shoot them a bit, and then I'd run away. Yeah, and then I'd just run around the building, and then I'd come back from somewhere else, shoot them a bit more, and then eventually they were all dead. And I was like, cool, I can revive them. I can revive everyone now. Did that, and then we got fucked up by some other team eventually. It was like four teams. The new map is A. There is nowhere good to land.
I mean...
Okay.
There is, but it's chaotic. So much more chaotic, I think. But I enjoy that.
I like it, but it's so annoying.
Agreed. It can be a bit pestering. Like, for the last two maps, we've had our areas that were like, we know we can do good there. There might be one or two teams there, but it's not like three teams on top of us at the time. Whereas with this map, you're going in and you're there, head between your legs, going, motherfuckers, gonna kill me if I don't do this. Just gotta run.
Yeah, every single one, yeah. Every single place we've landed so far, there's been at least two, three other teams. We've got that one place we landed and we did all right.
That's one round like broken building.
That's like a 50-50 on doing okay. Not even good, okay.
Yeah, just surviving is the word.
Yeah. Oh, we got to witness a predator in action.
Oh, that was fucking cool.
It was impressive. Like, this dude was fucking impressive. So we got pushed by a team and we got we were fighting them back pretty well, I would say, and then we got pushed from behind. So we ended up kind of fucked in the middle, and me and Orion got killed. He got away. He managed to escape, and he went through a tunnel, hid in the corner, and then decided, nah, that ain't good enough. Climbed up onto a box in the middle of the tunnel, and then jumped and climbed onto a fucking pipe that goes along the roof.
Yeah, and then so cool.
Yeah, he just sat there and watched. As, like, two different teams went past and went underneath him, and he just chilled up there. And it was, like, oh, yeah, it was genuinely, like, some Predator shit. This dude was just chilling, like, I could kill you, but I won't. I'm gonna let you run. And they ran past him, and then he eventually, after waiting and being like, yeah, okay, I'm good to go now, he hopped down, ran through, and followed them through. He made it to the last three squads. He didn't win, unfortunately, because it was 10v3 for both. No matter what team he came out, it was a 1v. It would have been a 1v3. But yeah, he spent so long just like watching people fight, and like it was dope.
This is the longest bit of awkward silence.
Oh, because I thought you were going to say something.
I have nothing else to say. It was so fucking cool. We were speechless. Like, we were so excited about it, but it made us speechless. We did not know what to say about this guy. He was that fucking good. Like, honestly, I was watching. I was like, I'm not good enough to be in his team. I'm not strong enough to be in this man's team. He deserves anybody else but me right now, because this is the fucking talent and work he's putting in. And I just, I was not it. I was not it. Like, I presume that's how you feel when you watch football. Like, that was my feelings of like, damn, go, do it. That's right, fuck him up. And then
did you win? Or did he win?
No. He got to the top three, but then because it was him by himself, no matter what team came out, it would have been a 1v3. So he ended up kind of screwed. He got to the final circle, though, which also kind of screwed him over because, you know, seven people in that final circle came well. But it was just, it was dope watching him just like stalk people and be like, yo, what up?
That was the definition of the Apex Predator. Like, boy, was that fucking brilliant.
Also, it made me super paranoid because I was like, how many times have I been running about and I've had someone underneath me or like just watching me and been like, I could murder you, but I won't.
I think that's the goal that we aim to be. Alex and myself, we've taken upon ourselves to reach rank 100 or at the end of the battle pass, and we are going to get into the Predator game, ranked game, even if we have to struggle and suffer on our ways there and meet people like that boss. I'm fine with it. This is our anime arc, Alex. This is what we do.
Like, this is
we
your
don't
story
need to go out there and train like people, but this is how we become real men.
We need an 80s movie training montage.
I'll buy some like ham to punch.
Yeah.
I'll rock the plane stay.
So my brother's been he was staying over from Monday to this weekend, just because my mom was kind of sick of him, and he has one of the pro controllers. It's the first time that I've actually held one and used one. But he's got like the Xbox style pro controller rather than the PlayStation one.
Yeah.
And I was there like, damn. This I could do damage with this. This is, yeah. But then I
did
went to play COD.
Pardon? They're like what? Well, what does that do? Like the pro remote?
So
what,
it's like a tiny bit bigger than your standard Xbox control, and it's got two pads on the back that you can use and set so it could be like crouch or throw a grenade or whatever. And it's such an easy access one. And instead, so like Xbox and PlayStation, when you do the left and right trigger, you have to push down a little bit more to actually get them to follow the commands. Whereas this is like just a tiny press and it instantly does it. I will say though that he is a ridiculously good Call of Duty player compared to myself. And I watched him play Call of Duty multiplayer, and I thought, this is the kind of guy that kills me, like, easily. He just wipes the floor with me. Because he's got his fucking turn rate set at, like, 19. He's there, like, you slightly press it to the left, and you've done a 180, and you're like, what the fuck's going on here? And when I got to play it, I was literally struggling just to turn corners. I was like, okay, I'm going to turn right, and I'm going backwards. Fuck. Like, I was struggling, but he fucking nailed that shit. I was like, damn. It was like PC control compared to what I was doing.
I kind of want to see him play now.
I'll see if he'll be able to send a video or something. But he's what I imagine Keelan does on Call of Duty.
Yeah, Brandon has the Xbox Pro controller as well, but when I went over to see it, it was like broke. Because you know the analog? It's like hanging. It's like hanging. Like, it's not even, you know the way it's like, you know, it's in the middle? Like, it's like hanging off. It's like, holy shit, Brandon, what the fuck? Oh, shit. Because those shits aren't cheap. They're like £100, if not more. You know? Fucking
I did have a controller with like buttons on the back that you could program. I spent ages, couldn't figure out how to program. So I just gave up.
I mean, that's fair. It was just mad. It was good. I really felt quite inadequate. Yeah. I was like, this is just a young man's PlayStation game now. My gray hair came in real good there to be like, okay, I know when I need to step down. Oh, Lord. But it was good, man. It was good. It was, you got to taste some of my good cooking. I've been nailing my cooking, like I've said in the last few podcasts. I really need to expand what I'm cooking, though, because I've enjoyed the sticky chicken so much that I've just not moved on.
Yeah, you were saying that last week.
I've just stuck here.
Co-worker was saying that you should try other stuff, and you're like, nah.
Yeah, nah, fam, I found it. This is my special thing now. I need nothing else to survive. I've had it 3 out of 5 times this week. The other 2 days, simply because...
I mean, if you're enjoying it, who cares?
But yeah, I had this discussion with my brother.
It,
hmm?
It, the That's an awful diet. That's why you should care.
I mean, it's not great, but I make sure I've got my vegetables in there. I've got my salad. I've got
your peppers,
cucumber, pepper. You know, it's got the salad side to it. The worst side is the like bread side, because I end up having it in a wrap, purely because I can't be bothered with the cleanup of the rice. Like, I know it's not that hard, and I went and bought a rice cooker, so it would be easier for me, but I'm just lazy. Like, I'm just a lazy asshole, and I know it. It's not good.
Classic Ryan.
Hmm?
Classic Naz.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a rice cooker?
You don't know what a rice cooker is?
No.
It's a rice cooker.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Listen, I get the gist of the fucking name, but what is the difference between you putting rice in a fucking, what do you call those, a pot with hot water on the hob? Like, what the fuck is the difference?
It perfects rice without you needing to worry about it, but it cooks it by itself. I just throw the rice in, throw a cup of water in, and it does.
So it's like a chip pan.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, it's probably easier to clean than I make it out to be. I've been thinking of trying the sticky chicken with noodles, but I don't know why. I'm very resilient to do it. I don't know why. Can you
put rice in there? Like, I'm looking at one right now.
Mine's only accepts rice. You can steam. Mine has this little tray bit area where you can steam vegetables over it. So
nice.
You could use it as just a steamer if you wanted to. I've not done that yet, but it is a possibility. But yeah, I need to wisen up, I think, with it. Yeah. What else has been going on in life? I was talking about dietary meals and all that shit. So I was talking to my brother about it, and I was telling him that I just basically have the same shit every day. Like, that's my go-to. I enjoy it. I like it. I'm happy with it. And he turned to me, and I've never felt more related to him than when he went, same. He's like, yes, we are related. And then he got out his phone and he was like, show me the meals that he liked to cook. And he was like super proud of this. Like, you could tell. Like, he's there like, I fucking nailed this steak and sweet potato chips with vegetables. I nailed this salmon with whatever. And I was like, yeah, you did. I was like, yeah. And that was like the most broest moment we've had in maybe 20 years. Like, That was it. It peaked. That was it. We're good.
That was the peak of the brotherly love right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like, I don't socialize a lot, even with my family. We used to go over to my aunt's, and we would go into the kitchen, because that's where all the gossip happened. That's where the aunts were. And, yeah. Even when I've grown up and I go over and we're in the kitchen, I don't say much. I say maybe 3 sentences and I just listen to them. It's very opposite of how I am on the podcast. On the podcast, I stress talk. When I'm with them, I just don't.
I'm actually concerned that you stress talk with me and your best friend, Alex. Like, the fact that you're saying stress talk on the podcast is a little bit concerning.
So, like, the podcast gives me a sense of stress because I know we're recording, and I hate when a podcast has like silent gaps. So I always want to kind of fill those gaps with just words and speak and make sure there's always something going on. But like, if we're not on call, I'd say I'd shit talk with you.
Oh no, yeah. The reason why, like, when that awkward pause is there is because, like, I could say something straight away, but I just don't know if there's a delay in, like, you're going to say something next, or if Alex is going to say something next.
I think that's why I interrupt them like yeah. that. I just jump in for it. I'm like, okay, cool. This is my moment to shine, baby. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Just do it. So Will Smith, he might be the reason that I changed my diet a little bit here. Yeah, he posted a dad bod pic, and he fucking owned that shit, and I was like, wow.
Speaking of people like Will Smith, have you guys seen Mark Wahlberg recently?
I have not, no.
That motherfucker has put on pounds for a movie role, bro. Like, and that guy is ripped. And I think it's like 6 cans of beer a day he's having and some other shit. But like, he is like, he's put on some fucking pounds for a movie role.
I like signed of that diet.
Yeah.
It's on Instagram.
6 beers a day. Yes. Where do I sign up?
So my uncle used to like drink 3 tenants a night. Like, he'd come home from work and he'd have like 1 tenants, then another, and then another. Yeah. And I don't know if that's what inspired my alcoholism or not for a while. Like, just the respect that I had, he'd come home from a hard day's work and just get a beer.
He has a 7,000 calorie a day diet.
Holy shit. Oh my god. That is impressive.
Easy. I could do it.
I mean, you probably could. You'd order like 2 Domino's pizzas and that'd be it. 3.
Yeah.
And a half. Give or take.
Why a half?
Because I can't remember the exact calorie count for them. I think it's like 1,200.
I thought you were just giving me like a weird number. Like, I would choose a weird amount of pizza.
You did 3 large sizes and went, I want a small.
Yeah, I was like, why the fuck would I do 3 and a half? Yeah.
Nah. I don't like Domino's anymore.
Same.
I don't like Domino's. And it kind of makes me a little bit sad because, you know.
The reason why I don't like Domino's anymore is that the pizzas are not. It's like, the pizzas are okay to me, but they're like really overpriced.
Okay, you have way different reasons to me.
What? In Domino's?
Yeah. I don't like them because I think their pizzas are shit. Like, they're way too doughy.
No, I think they're all right. No, they're not the best. They're too doughy.
Greasy. The grease is great.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I can't judge them too much. I tried making my own pizza. Did I tell you guys how that went?
No. Well, not me, anyway. But enlighten us, Nas.
So, I follow this girl on Instagram. It's like Healthy Beth or whatever. Arlene introduced me to it. And she put up the recipe for like this really low-cal pizza, so I thought, I'm gonna try that there. All it is like self-raising flour, Greek yogurt, and then the rest of the stuff. And I decided that I would cook this, and I thought I fucking nailed the base of this pizza. Like, it looked pretty damn good after like a 30-minute beating as dough, yeah. and it being put in the oven for 10 minutes to rise a little bit, and so I put all my ingredients on. I fucked up the tomato base. So the way she makes her tomato base for the pizza is like, it's something like a spoonful of tomato puree, oregano, and a splash of water. I did not do a splash of water. I did way too much water. And it ended up being just water tomato paste rather than just paste.
Jesus.
And I thought, I could remake this, but that would be a waste for my poor ingredients. I'm just gonna use my a duster thing that you get to, like, you know, put oily stuff in on. And spread it. I was just going to use that, like, weird brush thing to brush on this sauce instead. So I brushed on the sauce, and it did not look good, so I poured a little bit on. And it held, and I thought, okay, this is doable then. So I poured a little bit more onto it, and I just spread it around nice and evenly. And I put all my ingredients, my cheese and whatever, and I put it in to bake for 15 minutes. And it came out, and it looked like a blood-soaked pizza. It did not look...
15 minutes doesn't seem too long in the oven.
Well, no, because it's 200 degrees, so it's like... That's what you do for an
oven. Oh, you had it on 200... Oh, sorry, okay, yeah.
So, I pulled it out and everything, and I tapped the sauce, and the sauce was relatively firm. It wasn't, like, watery, so I thought, okay, it's fine. I put it in to bake for another 5 minutes just to be safe, and I took it out. And I cut it all up, and everything was fine. And I sat down, and I took my first bite. The first thought I had was, I've undercooked this dough somehow. Like, the dough was not cooked very well at the base, and the sauce was not that great. So it was just kind of like a gross slice of pizza. It to me, I don't know if you've got farm foods over in Ireland, Keelan, but it tasted like a pound pizza frozen from farm foods that had just been reheated. It was really just gross. And I was very saddened that my attempt did not go well. And what I've decided to do is that if I do it again, I'm going to get an actual pizza tray rather than just cook it on a baking tray. But yeah, that's how my experience of cooking pizza went. I ended up throwing it away. I just couldn't. after the second slice, I thought, nah, this is just not good. I'm not forcing myself anymore.
I would have applauded you if you had just, you know, grin and bear it.
No, no. I ate that second slice and I thought, this is just way too gross. I just couldn't do it.
So how did the rest of your night go?
I was really upset and sad, and I went to Tesco's and I got the ingredients for sticky chicken, and I came back and I made sticky chicken.
Oh, nice.
That's how I turned my night
honestly,
around.
Honestly, I would have just like given up and said, well, takeaway it is, I guess. I would have just ordered takeaway food.
I was doing really well in not ordering takeaway foods. I was chatting, I think it was last podcast that I was chatting with Alex and you afterwards. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll just have takeaway so I don't need to cook. And I was like, nah, you don't want that. That's just gross.
I think you wanted a burger.
I really wanted a burger. And, you know, I was going to order it, but nope. Just went to the shop. And I did the same with the pizza. You
wanted the diabetes one.
Pardon?
You wanted the diabetes one.
Yeah. I really hate how I crave, like, shitty food sometimes.
Yeah.
It's not cool. It's not cool. I'm going to call somebody out here, right? So, there's a girl that I know from school, and she sent me a Snapchat out of the blue saying that was pregnant. And Alex knows who it is, but I'm not going to say her name just for her. And, you know, congratulations to her. She's pregnant and all that. But... A couple days later, she sent me a follow-up Snapchat with what she was craving. And it was the weirdest combination that I'd seen in a while. And I'm sad because I can't fully remember it, but I want to say it was crisps with tuna.
Oh, no, no.
And
no,
I was no. just in shock. I was like, wow, this is a weird craving.
Oh, boy, that's not... that nice of a combination.
Like, pregnancy cravings are just weird, man. They're just weird. I think my mom had like
but a are they that onion. Weird?
Yeah. They can
crisps
be.
Crisps and tuna together? Can you imagine cheese and onion and a fucking tub of tuna eating it at the same time? That is fucking rotten. Holy shit, man.
You know, I don't think it is when you say it like that, though.
But it is, though, the fucking smell.
I've had sandwiches that have had tuna, onion, and cheese.
Nah.
What flavor is this, though? Maybe it was ready solid.
Yeah, I don't know. I never paid attention to the flavor.
I'm just saying.
But, it was odd. It was odd.
Or it could be, like, Pringles, and then you're, like, dipping the Pringles into the tuna. Or you're, like, making, a Pringle sandwich. You're making, like, a Pringle sandwich.
Nah. I controversial thought here. I'm not the hugest fan of Pringles.
No, I don't like Pringles either. I know Alex loves them, but
he did.
I have a relationship.
I honestly think the only good Pringles nowadays is the Texas barbecue one. It's the only one that I will quite contently eat.
I wouldn't buy Pringles, but if they're there, like if they're just magically there, sure, why not? But I wouldn't go out of my way to get Pringles. I don't.
Cheese and onion ones are decent. Paprika, they're good. Well, that's about it, really. The ready salted are all right. But my issue is, I like Pringles, but I refuse to get them. I don't want to get them because I will just eat the tub in one sitting.
Fair. You know what my guilty pleasure is right now, and I hate myself for it, that I've got this issue, just like Alex had with Pringles, where when it's open, you just eat it all, it's a Reese's Pieces chocolate bar, and I goddamn fucking love it. I'm obsessed with it. I'm not a huge fan of peanut butter, but when it's with chocolate, I fucking love that shit, man. That shit is so good. I'm just like, damn. That's magic. It's fucking magic. I bought one, and I told Jack, that's mine. Don't you? No, you don't get any of this. This is my chocolate bar. And
yeah, you know those, drumstick minis? They're like, they're pink and white.
The actual lollipops.
Yeah, but they're not the lollipops. They're just like drumstick squishies, I think they're called, actually, not minis. But
yeah,
they're like,
I think I've got an idea what you're on about.
Yeah, anyway, they're in a packet. They're like Haribo's. Like, similar thing. Like, if they're open, I'll nibble at them. Like, I won't, like, eat them. But, like, if I start, they'll be gone at the end of the night. Because I've just ate through them. And it's like, damn, man, I don't want to be doing that.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
But by far, the crisps, Doritos, red packet, the worst for me. They're the worst for me.
Oh, I'm with you here. You can't leave Doritos not finished. They gotta all be eaten. You're not allowed to leave. It's not polite to leave Doritos uneaten if it's already open.
Well, after the blue packet, yeah, they are. But, like, red ones, it's grand, you know.
The blues aren't too bad if there's a dip, but if there's not a dip, then, they're just like,
I used to be like that with the cheesy ones, because when you go to the cinema, you don't ask for Doritos, you ask for nachos, but they are Doritos. Like, they're Doritos.
Yeah.
And they have the dip, and I used to like dip the cheesy Doritos into the cheese or whatever, and it actually made me like the red packet for some reason more. The red packet wasn't even involved, but like I preferred the red packet after that.
Yeah, they're like the red packet doesn't need to be eaten with anything.
Yeah, the spicy one, not the hot one. Yeah.
It's good. I don't eat crisps. That's a lie. I do eat crisps, but I try my best just not to buy them because crisps are one of the things that once I have one, I want to just eat them all because they're such an easy snack to just grab, open, and before you know it, be finished. It's fucking insane.
Yeah, they're the worst.
But it is what it is, you know. I'm trying to think if there's any other news that we've got to talk about. I don't have my phone on me because I've had to put it on charge, so I can't just grab topics from it. But so an update on our Minecraft world. I feel like we should let everybody know how that's going. It's just not.
I was about to say. I was like, well, I ain't got a fucking update on that shit.
It's just not. I'll be honest, now that Apex has a new season, I really want to play that more. But at the same time, I purchased PlayStation Plus just for Minecraft. And I activated it the other day because Jack and myself were having issues with Call of Duty. And we thought we needed to activate it. So I just bought it then and there. But I've only got it for a month. I only intend to have it for a month or so to see how I feel at the end of it. But damn. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
buy the year.
I think that's when I shoot well, really
that's cute. A lie. I don't buy the year. I get the year every year as a gift for a Christmas gift off my family. So technically,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's nothing because
you're going there scot free.
Right, I'm the same.
Ah, you bastards.
Same on Netflix, I just scab off my mum and dad, create a profile. I just have like a profile there. I'm not paying for shit. The only one I pay for is Spotify, but Spotify only costs me $2.50, like €2.50, because there's I do it with friends, and Disney Plus, which would cost me €90 for the year, but I split it up with three people, so.
I should probably split Disney Plus with my family. So I was scabbing
it's
off
cheaper.
Of Alex.
That's why I do.
I was stealing the account off of Alex on my PlayStation for a bit. And then I got
changed.
Hmm?
Are you still doing that or have you changed it?
No, so it's now my mum's account again. So I'm not playing for Disney Plus. Netflix I'm paying for. I'm paying that for the family.
I got cheated out by my family. So it ended up we were all paying for one subscription service each. Mum was paying for Amazon Prime, my sister was paying for Netflix, and I was paying for Disney, which I didn't tell them about for ages. I can't remember what it was. We were just sat one day and they were like, "Oh yeah, I want to see this." And I was like, "Oh yeah, I saw it already." They're like, "How the fuck have you seen it?" I was like, I got Disney Plus. They're like, "What the fuck? How long have you had that?" And I was like, "Oh, a while now." well, right. So I added it to the TV downstairs in the living room so they can watch it now. Mom's canceled her Amazon Prime. Nicole's canceled her fucking Netflix. I've been done dirty.
The next step, Alex, is to cancel your Disney Plus.
Oh, I'm so annoyed. I was like, what the fuck? How does this happen then? We had all of them covered, and now I'm the only one.
I've got Amazon Prime through Daniel.
Yeah, my mom's Amazon Prime ran out, so...
Honestly, yeah. it's a great thing. Invincible finished last week. I enjoyed that. There's now not a show that I'm interested in currently on it, but I'm sure there will be in the future.
I'm buzzing for HBO Max when that comes out in August, because not only can I watch Mortal Kombat in 4K, I'll have The Sopranos, A Band of Brothers, all that other good stuff, fucking The Wire, you know, all of that in HBO Max. I'll probably just binge that.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
That's the one everyone's sucking off right now, isn't it?
Yeah, The Wire, because... It's good. I don't know. I haven't seen it, but like I've heard it's good. Anything HBO does, it seems to be good, because when they did A Band of Brothers and then they did Sopranos and then The Wire, and then they did Game of Thrones, and then it's like, whoa, you know, it's like, what the fuck? And Game of Thrones, I would say could have been their best one, but, you know, the last two seasons can ruin a TV show.
By the sounds of it, though, they're quite willing to invest in different styles of shows. Whereas lot of them will do that. Like, Netflix was probably the closest thing that was doing it. Oh, Netflix have something called Jupiter's Legacy. I think I'm going to watch that. It's basically, like, I don't know if you've seen a trailer for it, but, like, the Super League team, like, a rip-off version of them, and it's their kids taking over, and there's, like... not a lot of good stuff going on with it.
So, Invincible 2.0.
Invincible mixed with bad the boys.
Nice.
So Invincible 2.0.
Yeah, I guess. Invincible but IRL. Like none of it's CG, like it is there's parts of CGI.
Like real.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's not animated.
Alright.
I will say though, the costumes look stupid when it's not animated. It's the like so some costumes with the superhero films just look stupid in real life.
I would like to counter that by stating some costumes animated look stupid.
Okay, Rainbow. I agree. Yeah. I got no comeback for that. You're right. So I think I'm gonna give that a watch. My only concern with it is the CGI kind of looks like a sci-fi show CGI, not like a proper Netflix where they've invested heavily into it.
Although Netflix shows like and movies are like really good. Like, I think The Ballad of Buster Scruggs is by far the best. Well, actually, The Irishman is probably the best Netflix movie, but like it's up there. Like, there's just something about it, and its level of quality and picture is just amazing, and that's by Netflix themselves. Like,
yeah, so it's good. I think they've had a rough turnout in revenue though, because their subscription level wasn't what they expected it to be.
Their subscriptions keep increasing, and then they decrease, and then they increase again. Like, yeah, they don't know what the fuck they want. Like, I think they've increased recently. It's, well, in Ireland they did anyway. I don't know.
They decreased globally because there was not so much great news for the stocks or shares I have on it. But you know, if Ireland's doing decently on their Netflix, I'm kind of annoyed because I'd invested in Ireland's Netflix thing, and then they did really bad, so I pulled out. And if they're doing really well now, I'll be sad. So before the podcast ends, because we've got 5 minutes or so. The UK has just gone through its phase of voting.
Yeah,
I heard.
And as much as, you know, the political side isn't great when we talk about it, I feel like it's always worth talking about. Just because, you know, I guess in some parts...
I mean, realistically, like, it's you and Alex that, like, really should, like, is, like, my opinion on that matter really doesn't matter because I'm not voting for you
so
guys.
Let me ask you, Alex, are you okay with chatting about who you voted for?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, I voted for SNP twice, and I wasn't going to do this. I was originally going to vote SNP as my main vote, and then on my side vote the Greens party, because the Greens are really good for actual issues that are global, not just, you know, like it's not stupid stuff, it's like properly looked at. But I voted with SNP because I do want Scotland to be independent, and I think they're the best way to do that. So who did you vote for, Alex?
Exact same.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not too surprised. I feel like we've got quite... I feel like we've got quite similar tastes when it comes to politics.
Yeah. Although I would like it stated, if anyone from work is listening, I definitely didn't vote SNP.
So I got real annoyed with a colleague at work, and I won't mention her name, but
Susan, you bitch.
I was chatting to her, and we brought up the voting and everything, and she turned to me and she went, "I'm not voting." And I turned and I was like, why? Why are you not voting? Her reply was that, I don't think any of the parties are right, and I've not done my research into their policies. And I was like, okay. The policy thing, completely agree. And the parties not always following with what you want, I can understand. But at the end of the day, you shouldn't just not vote. You should always use that vote to
I disagree there. I don't agree there. I think if you don't know anything about what's happening, like who's for what, I do think the sensible thing is to
not vote.
Yeah, because you don't know what you're voting for in that case. Which I don't. Yeah, I don't think anyone should be doing. I do think it's a complete waste of a vote if you don't. I do think everyone should be looking into and researching and seeing who they agree with. But yeah, I don't think people should just vote randomly just so they have voted.
Yeah, I can see what you mean there. I was just getting really annoyed because I didn't understand why she's not using the opportunity there. Like,
yeah,
I think the turnout from what I read earlier today was something like 56%. That was UK wide. And it just seems like such a low number to me that only half of the people have turned up to vote.
But I mean, I'm not surprised by that fact.
Yeah, but see, my problem is when somebody doesn't vote is that it makes it a lot more disproportionate to what it should be. Like, if they'd done their research and looked into who they actually liked and whose policies that they were with, then it would reflect more properly. But when there's just a low amount of voters, it ends up being a party that's not necessarily the overall best one for it. Whereas if they've done, you know, even just like a 20-minute video of like a rough overall of the policies from each party, that would be good. Maybe we should do that, Alex. Maybe me and you should go out of our way each election to do a quick overall political party thing and be like, okay, this is each policy from each party.
Go for one of them. I think, this is my two cents, but I think schools should be doing that, personally.
Yeah, I'm surprised then. Well, I mean, I don't know. I remember the SNP coming to our school at some point. But I think that was after school for, like, one of their hall events to, like, talk to the community.
Yeah,
but I do agree with you, Keelan, that they should, that all parties should be coming to school to say, look, you should be using your vote to use your voice. Like, the only reason that I'm so interested is because of modern studies.
I don't think all the parties should come to the school. That's going to take days.
I think just a day event.
You should be... No, I think you should be taught in, like, class. Or whatever. Yeah, like, it should be taught in... I'll say social education. SE. I should be taught there. Like, the different...
Yeah, okay. Fair. Yeah. I agree. There's a lot of things that aren't taught in school that should be, I think. And that's one of the big things is voting. And, you know, how to actually study into people's policies and, you know, to completely understand how to vote. I remember the first time that I voted, when I spoke to the lady, she was like, okay, all you need to do is do an X in the box, fold it up and put it into the ballot box. And I was like, okay, got to the table, opened up my ballot, and it says at the top, to vote for the party that you want to, use a big X. And I was like, okay. And I found the SNP at the time, and I was like, tick, oh no. So what I did was, I was like, I gotta make this look like this is how I do my X's. So I did a little downward flick on the other end of the tick, and then I did a line through it. And I did that for my other ballot, just so it looked like I did a funny X, and that was just how I did it, rather than, oh, I fucked up.
You're such a gimp. Of course you did.
That was my first voting experience. And since then, I've remembered in my head, okay, Narayan, X, X, X. You know, hey, at least I go out and vote.
Don't always do it right, but I did it. My first voting experience was in school. Because every year, if you're 18 or 19, you get the vote, but you in the class and like in school, and that's about it.
Okay,
I've been voting ever since.
I mean, I respect that though, because your school somewhat introduced it.
Yeah, with no explanation, it's just like, oh, who's registered to vote?
2 years I could, I didn't vote. Did mainly because I had no interest in politics.
Also, it goes back to your point. If you have no knowledge of parties, there's like no point in voting because you don't know what you're voting for.
Yeah, I may as well. Yeah, I have no interest in politics, so I may as well have been playing Russian roulette, guessing at
a party. Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, first like 2 years I just didn't vote, and then after that I was like, I should probably give a shit.
Yeah,
it wasn't until
a referendum and stuff for independence and like things like that that I was kind of like, I should probably really give a shit about this.
It wasn't until last year, whenever COVID hit, that's whenever I started to get into Irish politics a lot harder, because I always voted for the one party Sinn Féin, and I still do. But it was just like, oh, because my family votes for Sinn Féin, but now it's more of a choice, my choice. I vote for Sinn Féin because they want this, and everyone else is literally a bunch of clowns in Ireland.
Fair.
Yeah. And,
sounds politics.
I mean, I'll give you a rundown. There's three big parties, Sinn Féin, Fianna Fáil, and Fine Gael. And Sinn Féin won.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they're all Irish named. And Sinn Féin got the most votes, but Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil joined their votes, which was more than Sinn Féin. Therefore, they got to become, we call Taoiseach, but it's the Prime Minister, which was Micheál Martin and fucking Egypt Leo Varadkar. They are the biggest jokes in Irish history. They are the Boris Johnson of Ireland. Because they're afraid that a woman, Mary Lou MacDonald, is going to do a better job than them combined, than they've did in their entire hierarchy of being Taoiseach.
I mean, they wouldn't be wrong, I assume.
I mean, she pulling some good strings.
Oh, me. Oh, well. I feel like this is a good point to end our podcast. So, Keelan, where can people get the latest updates on the Beside the Point podcast?
Beside the Point 3, because some fuckhead's still up Beside the Point on Twitter.
And Alex, go. I choose you.
All right, okay. If you want to support us, you can go to our Patreon at Beside the Point.
Nice.
Yeet.
Yes, you. So that's been it for this podcast. We'll see you next Saturday at 12 o'clock. I don't know. Share with your friends, I guess. Whatever. We'll just see you next Saturday at 12 o'clock. Bye.
Don't share.